The road into Jerusalem was crowded, but a single word carried through all of the commotion, Hosanna. Now, we sing it every week when we celebrate the Eucharist. And I know I have always thought of it more as a sound of celebration, something like hooray or praise be, maybe even as an alternative to hallelujah. But that's not what it means, not really. Hosanna comes from the Hebrew of Psalm 118, the psalm that we just recited. At its root, it means, O Lord, save us. By the time of Jesus, it had become a familiar liturgical cry, something that you might shout out to welcome a king. But underneath all of that familiarity, the original meaning is still there. It's a prayer. It's a plea. Save us. Save us. The crowds that are waving their branches and laying down their cloaks are not just celebrating Jesus. They are asking something of him. They are placing the hope of their salvation squarely on him. Which means we have to ask the question that they were asking, whether they named it clearly or not. Saved from what? For them, the answer was pretty obvious. It was Rome. They were living under occupation. Their economy was strained. Their autonomy was limited. There were soldiers around them constantly to intimidate and use force to keep them in check. And the emperor's stamp was on everything as a constant reminder of who they should serve. When they shouted Hosanna, they were not being vague. They were asking for liberation, for political, economic, and social freedom. Obviously, there are still systems and structures that diminish life, still realities that press down on people and on communities. To cry Hosanna, at least in part, names that honestly. Save us. Save us from what harms us. But it's not so easy. Because Jesus enters Jerusalem in a way people are not expecting. He has no army. He has no force. He is not there for a power grab. Instead, as Paul puts it in Philippians, Christ emptied himself. He chose humility and vulnerability over control, even to the point of death. Which suggests that the salvation he brings is not limited to what the crowd might be imagining. And so our question expands. Saved from what? Yes. But also, saved for what? Because while the crowds want to be saved from Rome, Jesus' entire ministry has been concerned with what they and each and every one of us are being saved for. Namely, being saved for a life that imitates Christ. Marked not by grasping, but by self-giving. We are saved for building communities. As Padraig O Tuama writes, it is in the shelter of each other that the people live. It is in the shelter of each other that the people live. And he goes on, as we seek to be human together, may we share the things that do not fade: generosity, truth-telling, silence, respect, and love. May the power we share be for the good of all. And that sounds kind of like the salvation that Jesus is bringing us into. Not just rescue from what is wrong, but formation into something new. A way of being human together that is grounded in love. So when we cry Hosanna today, we are not just reenacting a moment from the past. We are praying a real prayer. Save us. Save us from what harms. Save us from what distorts. Save us for lives shaped by humility and courage and love. Because the one that we welcome into Jerusalem is not just answering the crowd's hope. He is changing. He is shaping them. And still knowing that we too are being changed and shaped, we still dare to shout it out, Hosanna, save us.